This is On the Record. I'm Alex Driggers. Today we're speaking with Tony St. James of All Ag All Day, 900 AM. And the occasion, it's the 20th anniversary of All Ag All Day on the radio. Tony, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
So tell me a little bit about All Ag All Day for someone who might not be familiar with it.
Well, All Ag All Day was originally started as an old headline news approach, or you could think of what once was the Weather Channel. And the idea is it's a cycle where you don't necessarily have a lot of new content that changes. It kind of rotates its way through. So the idea was give farmers, ranchers, and those in agribusiness an opportunity to have ag news whenever they want it, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether they tune in at 7 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, or 2 o'clock in the morning, they'll still get ag news, markets, and weather.
So you're in the studio most days producing ag news programming for farmers to tune in and listen to whenever they want.
Absolutely. And what's kind of ironic here is my background is not ag at all. My background was radio and wanting to be a top 40 DJ. And along the way, needed a farm director to fill in here, and we couldn't find one, so I had to jump in and start learning. And some of the best advice that was ever given was, don't ask questions that you don't know what they mean. In other words, when you're going to talk with somebody, get them to tell you a good question to ask. Ask the question, and then get out of the way. And if you'll do that, you'll get great interviews and great content. And that's what we still utilize today.
So 20 years ago, when All Ag All Day was just a concept, you said your background was in music radio. How did you make that pivot, and why?
And actually, the pivot happened more than 20 years ago. It happened at the end of 1997. I think it was December of 97. So rolling into 1998, again, had no idea what I was doing. But ran into a couple of people. One was Roger Haldenby with Plains Cotton Growers. And Roger, seeing what I was trying to do with just a couple of 30-minute shows each day, a 30-minute show during the 6 o'clock hour and a 30-minute show during the midday, just said, hey, I'll help you. Interview me once a week. Another guy, Bob Maurer from Chicago, was in Floyd County at the time. He was at the Caprock Crops Production Conference. We started talking. He said, call me once a week. I'll talk with you. And so that's how we ended up making that transition into doing ag for music radio. And then when we got to 2001, we were just looking at that time. People weren't listening to the AM for music anymore. And we'd been playing top 40 rock and pop music from the 80s. So it was fun to listen to, but I don't think anybody else was listening. So we had decided we need to do something unique and something different. And we had two options left. One was all comedy, and the other was all ag. And even though we didn't know anything about ag, we knew we weren't funny, and it would take too much work trying to clean up stand-up comics that had recorded things, and that's how we ended up with All Ag.
So that was a real possibility then.
Yeah, all comedy at the time, and it wasn't but just a year or two later that an all-comedy station popped up, the first in the country, in Kansas City. And I think it was, well, I can't remember the call, doesn't matter what the call letters were. And they were highly successful as a niche format for a little while, but they found out what we had already decided, too much work.
So tell me a little bit about those early first days, 2000, 2001, that whole time period was a really kind of a bizarre and crazy time in our nation. and all the while you're trying to start an ag network. What was that time like for you?
Sure. And at the time, when we were rolling into 2001, we had just come through the Y2K issue. And, you know, as we were all going to party like it's 1999, as the Prince song went. But there was this cloud hanging over everybody at the time. It's like, what's going to happen when it becomes 2000? Our computers are going to self-destruct. Planes will plunge from the air. It's the end of the world as we know it. Well, that didn't happen. And so we went through 2000 going, okay, we made it. Everything's going to be fine. We'll live through this. And then we roll into 2001, and we had the opportunity, a couple of things going on. First, we had our 50th anniversary of the radio station in Floyd County. Originally, KFLD signed on April 13th of 1951, so we wanted to celebrate the 50th anniversary by remodeling our studios. We'd never really taken the time. We had been working so hard for the 5 years before that, just trying to stay on the air and create programming, that we didn't pay attention to what it looked like. So in 2001, we started the process of remodeling, which is kind of what we have today, the way we move studios around. And we had an open house on April 13th of 2001. We brought back in those who had been with the station in the past, and just the community, and had a great time. Then we rolled into July of 2001, and we moved our FM from 95.3 up to 106.1. A couple of things were happening at that same time. We were leaving 95.3 to give a station in Littlefield the opportunity to increase their power, but it gave us the chance to move from 3,000 watts up to 25,000 watts on the FM. So a move up the dial, but also a move in power. And then we hit September of 2001, and obviously September 11th, the whole nother cloud that kind of comes over us. And at the same time, we're looking at what are we going to do with this AM? And that's where we were November 5th when we launched All Ag All Day.
So since launching All Ag All Day, the station has grown into more than just a station. Lots of different things that come out of the studios right here in Floyd Data. Tell me about some of those different things, and how did you get to the point you are today?
Sure, and you know, the All Ag All Day, we just kind of stumbled on it. It was early days of the internet still, and we couldn't find anybody else doing this, and so kind of thought, well, we're doing something unique. Found out a little later that it was just months earlier that a station in Clay Center, Kansas, had gone to an all-farm format. Not quite what we were doing, but something similar. And great call letters, KFRM in Clay Center, Kansas. The other thing we came up with was the All Ag All Day, and we just decided at that point, we'll go from 8 in the morning till 6 o'clock. I can't remember what it was. And that's our All Ag All Day time period. I have no idea what we did before that or what we did after that on the air, but that was our ag programming. It was just during the day, it's ag, and then whatever it was at night. Since that time, when we look back at the lineup we had, you know, 20 years ago, we had shows like the Agribusiness Report, and that was the one I referenced earlier with Roger Haldenby and Bob Maurer as guest. That was the first ag show we actually had on the air. Then we created this one called Ag Today. And the idea behind Ag Today, it would just be a news-type programming with just news from around the ag world. Well, along the way, we had an opportunity where a couple of stations said, hey, can you provide us with ag programming as well? we already had some relationships with these stations through a program called the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show that we've been syndicating now for 24 years, 23 years. And so with this relationship with other stations in the region, we started adding stations who wanted ag programming, and thus began the All Ag Network. And the funny thing was, we never called it the All Ag Network. We were approached by an advertising agency. What's the name of your network? It's like, well, we don't really have one. Is it important? And the lady just said, oh, I'm calling it the All Ag Network. And so the All Ag Network was born.
That's a fun story, and I know you're not planning on slowing down anytime soon. What do you see in store for the next 5, 10, 20 years for All Ag All Day?
Well, I think it's proven now 20 years later that we knew what was right, and it really wasn't my idea. It actually was the idea of a guy who wasn't even working here at the time, but a longtime friend, Stephen Orr, who his idea was, there's a program out there called AgriTalk where you take calls from listeners. And we were actually, I was part of a group that signed that show on years ago, at another station in another market. And so when we had the opportunity to bring that into the fold here, that was a big gain for us. But it just, I think, showed us that we were on the right track before really anybody else knew we were. They thought we were crazy. How in the world do you talk about ag all day long? Well, guess what? You can. And what we found along the way is that other producers, when they hear this, can see the value of it. Today, we like to call it Twitter on the radio, if you will. Where you don't have to sit and read what's going on. We'll read it for you. We'll tell you what's happening. You don't have to watch a video of somebody being interviewed. You can hear it. We'll put it on for you. We'll keep you up to date. And so I think we've been able to change with the times. Obviously, social media will be a part of whatever happens in the future. We don't know what that is. We're also trying to hedge our bets a little bit. We know that as counties shrink in size, Floyd County's a perfect example. We've lost a lot of business over the last 20 years. The population numbers have come down. So what we've tried to do is find other stations willing to carry that programming, whether it's in Fresno, California, Modesto, California, I don't know how to pronounce the name of the town, E-L-Y, Nevada. Is it Eli or Ely? Anyway, we're in Nevada. I think we're in the Reno area as well. St. Joe, Missouri, or Rome, Utica, and Warsaw, New York. What we know is that the programming that we produce has an audience. So I think we'll find over the next 5-10 years developing more of those relationships with more radio stations and finding ways that not just a 2-minute report will fit on another station, but how can we deliver All Ag All Day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to other radio stations nationwide.
Well, Tony, we're running a little short on time. Any final thoughts before we go?
No, I think it comes back to a couple of things. One, if you're looking for something to do, you don't always have to look around and see what other people are doing and copy it. Sometimes some of the best ideas we have are crazy. They're borderline lunatic. Jump in and work hard. I'm not a great farm broadcaster. I'm not a great broadcaster. I don't know anything about ag, but I know how to ask questions. And again, whatever business you're in, you can make it work simply by showing up. The second thing I want to add is that we wouldn't be here without the communities, without Floyd Data and Lochne and all the support that they've given in the past. That's why we show up every day, is that we love what we do and we love working for those in Floyd County.
That's Tony St. James of All Ag All Day, 900 AM. And I'm Alex Striggers. This is On the Record.